Welcome to Africa's LSP podcast, where we explore the world of translation, interpretation, and localization, as well as connect with the language industry's top players. From language service providers to the businesses and individuals who rely on their services, we'll be delving into the challenges, opportunities, and trends shaping the industry. Join us as we discover the power of language and the impact it has on connecting Africa and the world. Brought to you by Bolingo Consult, Africa's LSP podcast is the go-to podcast for all things language in Africa.
Hello there. You're logged on to your favorite podcast when it comes to everything language in Africa. My name is Grace Hamwa-Ajiman, and it is good to have you join us on another edition for insightful conversations that will transform the African language service industry and also improve on our bit. Thank you once again for joining us. My guest today is Christina Abuaji, and she is coordinator of the Association of Language Companies in Africa. Christina, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, Grace. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. So she is going to help us talk about the role of professional bodies in the growth of the language industry in Ghana. Christina, myself and my listeners are very excited to have you, and we can't wait to just go straight into the conversation. So let's do that now.
Yes, sure. Let's do that.
Yeah. When we say Christina Abuaji, who are we talking about?
Well, so Christina Abuaji. So the full name is Christina Eiram Akosia Ohenewa Abuaji. And I'm sure by the several names I have mentioned, you can sense the blend of the Ewe and then the Akan tribe. So that's the combination for me. I'm a proud Ghanaian, and I hail from Tutu Ekuyapem in the Eastern Region. I live in Accra, and I am the coordinator for the Association of Language Companies in Africa, ALCA, for sure. So that's a little bit about me.
Before I even come to ALCA, you said you're from Tutu Ekuyapem. So you are the people that say, mipa chosi.
Yes, yeah. And so we do a lot of mipa chel. We blend that in our everyday lives. In fact, it is said that when we even want to be a bit abusive or naughty, we still say please, just to express, you know, the way we respect people.
Yeah. So if you're listening to us and you're wondering what's mipaucho is please in one of the languages in Ghana, and it is an Akan language, so mipaucho is please. So those of you listening to us, mipaucho, thank you for joining us. So it means please, thank you for joining us. Christiana, let's continue the conversation. How did you end up at ALCA?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I actually went through the normal process of applying for the job. My background is actually in human resource management. So I have both my undergraduate degree and my MBA in human resource management. And then I chanced on this job advertisement on LinkedIn. And I thought, why not? Let me put in an application. Thankfully, I was called for an interview, and they say the rest is history.
Congratulations to you. How long have you been doing it?
6 months.
Oh.
Yes. Just 6 months.
That's quite fresh.
Yes, very fresh.
Half a year.
Yes.
So tell us the mission and vision of ALCA. What does ALCA do?
So certainly, the Association of Language Companies in Africa was established primarily to foster collaboration, knowledge sharing, and overall advancement of the language service industry on the African continent. So the mission of ALCA is to promote growth in this industry, to ensure that all the language service companies are coming together under one umbrella. So this takes me to the notion of having an association, you know, the joining together or the coming together. And so ALCA stands as that mouthpiece for language service companies in Africa.
It's interesting to know that How does the presence of ALCA contribute to the language services industry in Africa?
The language service industry in Africa is vast, wide, and I must say, we are still learning a lot about the industry. And so, initially, like I mentioned, that ALCA stands to be that umbrella to bring together all language service industries. ALCA is that voice for language service providers or language service companies. Alone, language service companies cannot call for policy changes. They cannot, you know, institute certain things around the globe or even in Africa. But you need an association, and that is why we are here. We serve as that association to bring together all companies in the industry.
So, Christiana, you just mentioned that you took up the role just 6 months ago.
Yes.
Which tells me ALCA is still a growing industry.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about your beginning, the launch. We heard you had a very beautiful and colorful event. Update us on that.
Yes, Grace, we did. It was a colorful event. Mm-hmm. And so let me take you to the background of ALCA. ALCA started with four gallant and bold companies. So we have Bolingo Consult, we have Can Translators, we have Folio Online, and then we have Kabod Group. These four companies came together to form ALCA. And the coming together of these companies was because they realized that the continent had a need for an association. So in other parts of the world, in America, in Europe, you have associations catering for the language service industry. However, the case of Africa wasn't the same until these companies came together. And so they came together and they are still together. So these are the board of directors of the association. And yes, we had a pre-launch in November last year, 2023, an online event just to set the stage for our official launch, which happened in February 2024, just last month, at Kigali, Rwanda, at the fourth International Translators and Interpreters Conference. And it was preceded by a panel discussion where our board of directors discussed the role or the importance of having associations for the growth of the language industry. So yes, that's how far we've come as ALCA.
Congratulations to you and the entire team.
Thank you so much.
6 months down the line, what have been some of the challenges you've seen in the sector?
Challenges. Well, I would start by saying that these challenges have been there before ALCA came. And the role of ALCA is to minimize or mitigate some of these challenges or solve some of these challenges. One of the main challenges is the fact that we as a continent do not have policies for the language service industry. You find policies scattered in regions. South Africans have their policies. Even in Ghana, we have our own policies. But as to whether these policies are being implemented and as to whether these policies provide a conducive environment for companies to thrive is another issue. And so this is one of the main things that ALCA stands to do, to be the voice of companies to engage with the governments and to say that we want policies that will help our companies to thrive, that will help our professions to thrive. Because when these policies are put in place, culturally, we are putting Africa on the world map. Also, economically, I mean, we have diverse languages. And lately, we are making sure that, you know, there's a lot of localization of our indigenous languages or our local languages. So you see, these are some of the things that ALCA stands to do. Another challenge I would like to make reference to is the challenge of collaboration. At the beginning of this year, ALCA, we started a series on competition. And the idea is that we can have a win-win situation even in Africa. Yes. And so if you have a language service company or you provide language services as a business, and I provide it, even though we're in the same environment and we are competing for the same resources, we can still come together, collaborate, and then win. And so these are some of the things that, you know, the challenges that are in the industry, and these are the things that ALCA stands to correct or to change.
And but sometimes what thrives or what prevails in country A might be different from country B. You don't agree?
I agree with you perfectly. And I also agree with the fact that we may not immediately see, you know, that unified or that unity in terms of policies. But what we can do is to ensure that they are fair, and regardless of where you work or where your business is, you are able to thrive, you know, and that is our vision, a resilient and thriving industry for Africa.
I want to believe that 6 months down the line, though you've seen some challenges, there are also some rather beautiful opportunities for growth that can be harnessed.
Yes,
let's talk about that. Yeah.
Oh, the opportunities are vast. Many, many opportunities. Opportunities for networking, opportunities for knowledge sharing. And this brings me to some of the programs that ALCA is implementing or planning to implement. We stand for excellence and integrity and also cultural diversity. So with all these nuances, we are saying that let's come together. Let's discuss. We've had a number of webinars, and we've had people from different African countries come together to express their views. You know, we've also given opportunities for people to write articles, send in their ideas. ALCA is that place. It is more like a family. Let's come together. Let's talk. You know, so for networking, for knowledge sharing, you know, a platform where you can also learn from. For instance, from South Africa, they have been able to standardize some of their local languages. This is something that we can also emulate, you know. And so these are opportunities that ALCA seeks to bring to the fold, if you'd like.
ALCA as a mouthpiece or a spokesperson and an association that is into advocacy, I believe that's one of the people that are key clients or key business partners will be government, politicians, and those in authorities. What has been the level of engagement with these governments or politicians?
Well, this aspect of our initiative is ongoing. And if I'm allowed to say on your show, it takes a while to actually get that kind of engagement with governments. But these are things that we are working on to have discussions on how, you know, we can have influences, you know, in the language sector, in countries. But then we cannot start on a continental level. And so we are doing this bit by bit by engaging, by attending meetings, conferences where we can also have a say. You know, another thing is our online presence. We are also ensuring that we are there when it happens, and we are discussing it as it happens, you know, to expand our reach. Another thing is partnerships. And so we realize that even though ALCA wants to do all these magnificent things, we cannot do it alone. We need to partner with other organizations. And so, for instance, we have partnerships with Gala. Gala is one of the big associations globally. And, you know, we are also in talks with other associations around the world to partner with them. And then this gives us credibility and the voice to go to government and say, hey, you have to do these things for companies in Africa.
Christiana, my listeners would want to know what Gala means or what Gala is.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Grace. So GALA stands for the Globalization and Localization Association. That's what GALA means. They're an association that has been in existence for several years, and they are doing very well in the industry. They are one of, you know, the pillars, you know, in the industry. And ALCA actually looks to GALA and some other associations to learn from them. Yes.
Let's talk about your level of engagement with the media and other CSOs. How has it been in the last 6 months? What have you learned from them? Generally, how has it been?
Well, I'll start by saying it's been encouraging, because we've had some engagement with multilingual media. They are also, you know, one of the pioneers when it comes to the industry. They have published some of our press releases, and we are so grateful for that. And we've also had the opportunity with Slater. They also interviewed one of the board members, and it's been fantastic. We are also looking forward to engaging with other media houses, you know, media outlets all over the world. But so far, it's been very encouraging. And yes, thank you, Grace.
So how do you think all of these engagements with the media, with the CSOs and government help to highlight the crucial role of language professionals in society?
So,
like, for example, if Slater or the organization you mentioned has published one of your articles, how does it influence or help to highlight the crucial role that the crucial role of language in society?
So media is like that canary that sings your praises, that helps you, you know, project the rest of the world, the unreachable, the people we are not able to reach, the companies we are not able to reach. You know, these media houses, and they help engage with them. They send our messages across, you know.
So Krishna, from what you tell me, I get the impression that you've had quite a number of media presence or engagement. How do you think this is helping to highlight the crucial role of language professionals in the various domains of society, or even in society generally?
Yeah, so Grace, these media houses, for instance, even here on this podcast, it's giving us leverage. We are reaching thousands and thousands of listeners and people around the world. We've had multilingual media, that's also an international body. And so the reach is wide. The visibility is there. Our social media presence. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we have a YouTube channel, and we are also on X, or formerly Twitter, you know. And we're always engaging with people all around the world. Okay. And then even our launch, we're in Kigali, you know, East Africa. We had people coming from about 20 different countries, you know, and they also sent out messages to people across the globe. And so with that, it's helping our visibility. I've had some emails from people in Portugal, you know, all over the place, and they're excited about what Africa is doing. So this has really helped us.
And none of that is a push,
yes,
for the language services industry here in Africa.
Exactly.
It is. Big ups. Kudos to you and the team.
Thank you.
So we know that ALCA is an advocate for industry standards. How are you promoting ethical practices and professionalism within the language services sector?
So this is a very important discussion when it comes to ethics. Mm. We've actually taken steps, and we have drafted a code of conduct, or, you know, ethics for the association. We have to be guided by something, some rules. We can't just do whatever we want. We can't treat our professionals anyhow. And so these rules, or this code of conduct, are supposed to help us, to shape us. If we want growth, we have to shred off something. And so that's the essence of our code of conduct, to help us grow the industry and essentially to be able to stand or rock shoulders with associations or language service companies around the world.
So this code of conduct, is it already active? Is it operational? When do we see it?
Oh, yes, it's there's a link to it on our website, www.alc-association.org. Our code of conduct is there and everyone can have a read.
So Christina, top of your head, what would you say is the highlights of this code of conduct?
Thank you, Grace. Okay, so there's one provision in there that actually strikes a chord anytime I have a glance at it. Mm. And so it is treating members with respect. Now, this respect extends not only to members in the association, but even treating employees and treating other companies with respect. You know, I'd even like to add that this is very paramount for ALCA because, for instance, my board of directors would not condone disrespect from, you know, members towards other members or their employees. You know, proper corporate governance is something that they look out for. They expect that everyone is treated fairly. And this takes me back to our values: excellence, integrity in all our dealings, and then cultural diversity. So it takes me back to our values. Our core values: excellence, cultural diversity, and integrity. These are very paramount to ALCA. And so respect is very important. And that comes handy, and it's one of the things that I'm always thinking about.
Christina, what initiatives or discussions is ALCA? Before I even go there, this code of conduct, does it come with sanctions anywhere in there? Will somebody be expelled from the... What do you do to somebody who breaks it?
So, for instance, what I just spoke about, it's very easy for you to be excused from the association if we find out that you are disrespecting, you know, other members or your employees, you know, not treating them properly or, you know, giving them fair wages and all these things. You can be excused from the association because, in effect, you are projecting the association. And so we can't have you tarnish the image of the association. And this is one of the reasons why we are also ensuring that we have programs that speak to some of these things: professionalism, ethics, and the like. Yes,
you're mentioning of fair wages brings my mind to the question of remuneration in the language services industry. Is it a lucrative place to be? Like, is there money in that industry?
Well, I would say there's money in every industry. It is what you do and how you get it done. Excellence, I'll go back to it. If your work is done well and you are efficient and you are excellent, you would command a lot of respect and you would get, you know, the value for the work you do. And yes, this industry is lucrative. And so if anyone is listening and would want to join the industry, you know, study to be a translator or start a business, please, it is lucrative.
Study to be in the industry or start a business. This is the Africa LSP podcast. We're talking to Christiana Abuaje. She is coordinator, Association of Language Companies in Africa. And she's telling us all about her role or of what professional bodies in growth of the language industry in Africa. So she's telling us about the role of professional bodies in the growth of the language industry in Africa. Christina, because you mentioned that somebody can study or might study to be in this industry, let me just quickly ask you, have you always seen yourself in this industry? How did you even end up here before going to ALCA? Growing up, were you a language person and all? How did it start for you?
I'm not going to commit myself too much to answering this question because you might put me on the spot. And I'm trying to run away from that. But as far back as I can remember, I have always loved languages. For local languages, I speak Chi, I speak Ga, I speak Ede, and I speak un peu de français.
Ça va?
Oui, ça va.
Okay, I think we can end it there.
Yes, I think we can let it go there. But, you know, growing up, I didn't know I'd be a coordinator or anything. You know, like I mentioned, my background is in human resource management. But this avenue has brought out a lot in me. Honestly, Grace, I wouldn't be sitting here, or I wouldn't be with you here, because I am that type who likes to shy away from, you know, having to have open conversations with people. I'd rather type it or write it. But being a coordinator has opened me up to some of these opportunities. I am learning, you know, I'm shedding off things that shouldn't be part of me. And it's also a growing curve for me. Yes. Thank you.
It's good to know that. What initiatives or discussions is ALCA actively participating in to enhance regulations and uphold integrity?
Well, yes. So there's several things coming up. And your listeners and everyone around the world should stay tuned, because ALCA is coming out with so much.
Christiana has promised us we're going to hold her to her word.
Exactly. I can say that on the 8th of March, we had a webinar, you know, commemorating the International Women's Day, where we had a panelist, you know, a wonderful panelist of women leaders, you know, come to discuss empowering women in the industry. These are programs. We're not just looking at just the collective. We're also looking at the individuals and the roles or the genders in the industry. Another thing is, I think this will be the first time I'm talking about it, but ALCA is working on initiating certification programs for the industry. You know, we need to learn and we need to grow. And so these are some of the things that we seek to do. We are also working very hard to ensure that we partner with institutions, like educational institutions, I mean. So the universities, the, you know, the training schools, to partner with them and give opportunities even to students to intern, you know, in some of these companies. These are things that ALCA is set to do in the future.
Straight right into the future. I was going to ask you, where do you see ALCA in the next 5 years? Or when we mention ALCA in the next 5 years, what should be the first thing that comes into anybody's mind?
Thank you, Grace. So in the next 5 years, I'm such a dreamer. I'm looking forward to hearing ALCA on the lips of everyone, knowing that that's actually a compound name. And looking ahead, my vision for the language industry in Africa involves, you know, having a thriving ecosystem of language professionals, of associations, you know, recognized globally. Because I want to point out something. One of the reasons why ALCA has been instituted is to put the language service industry in Africa on a global stage. You have reports written by, you know, companies or researchers, and you don't see Africa anywhere. There's no data covering Africa. And it brings me to one important thing we want to be doing, or we are doing actually, is research. Research. We need the data. We need to know, because Grace, if you ask me right now how many language service companies are in Africa, I can't give you any figure from the top of my head. But we need research to be able to, you know, put together this data and make the industry more lucrative for others to invest in. These are really important. And so, like I was saying, looking ahead, my vision for the industry, for ALCA, is to become a thriving ecosystem for professionals, for companies, you know, and be recognized on a global stage for our expertise, because you have some of the best professionals in the industry here in Africa.
How does somebody contact Alka? How do I get to reach Alka?
Right. So you can visit our website, www.alca-association.org. Or you can send us an email, coordinator@alca.association.org. Or you can, find us on social media. We are ALCA, Association of Language Companies in Africa. And we are on LinkedIn, we are on Facebook, on X, and we also have a channel on YouTube.
Kusena, what would you say the African language service industry should be doing to make the industry attractive, not only to us, but to younger people, and even to the international community?
Policy, 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 policy. It all goes down to policy. When you have the right policies in place, they are being implemented, then people see the seriousness of the industry. And then people would want to actually learn to become probably translators or interpreters, because they know that there are laws or there are policies that would cover their profession. Yes. So I think that policies are very, very important. We cannot do anything substantial if there are no policies to help us. So that's really important for the industry.
So ALCA now is starting with Ghana, or are you already in some other African countries?
So ALCA's membership has representatives from different countries. We are headquartered here in Ghana, but our reach is all over the continent. Yes.
Okay, Kusena, your final words to my listeners and everybody who has enjoyed your conversation. What should be lingering in our minds while we wrap up the conversation?
Thank you, Grace. So wonderful listeners out there. It's exciting to be in your ear and be in your homes. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you listened to this conversation. Now, before I leave, I want you to remember that the Association of Language Companies in Africa is here to stay. We are the umbrella, and we are, that place for all language service companies in Africa. And so tell a friend to tell a friend, and even tell a rival in the industry to join us, because it's a win-win, and it's a win actually for Africa. Thank you.
It is a win-win, and it is a win actually for Africa. The final words of Christiana Abuaje, my guest, who has been helping us have that juicy, juicy, juicy conversation on the role of professional bodies in the growth of the language industry in Africa. And she is coordinator of the Association of Language Companies in Africa. If for nothing, if you don't remember anything from today's conversation, there's one thing you need to remember. It pays to be a professional who upholds ethics. You must treat everybody you encounter with respect. And she says, policy, 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 police. So make sure wherever you find yourself, you're being a policy police, making that change that the continent needs to see. Christiana, thank you so much, so much, so much for joining us. We've learned a lot and we've enjoyed the conversation. We're looking forward to all the beautiful things that ALCA has in store for all of us, and we can't wait to see ALCA grow to become that giant when it comes to the language services industry in Africa. And to you, my listeners, thank you so much for your company, for spending the last minutes of your time with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. Log on to our website and enjoy all the other conversations that we have had. My name is Grace Hamwajuman. Until we come your way again, Mepao Chelsea, Midawasi. Thank you all for joining us. And because Christiana also speaks some Ewe, she will say, how do you say thank you for listening in Ewe? Maybe just to say thank you to our listeners.
Akpanami, Bemise, Mianko Egba. Akpa.
Akpanami, Bemise, Mianko Egba. Akpa.
Thank you to LSP Podcast. Thank you. Alka is grateful.
We're grateful for coming too. Thank you to our listeners. Till we meet you again, it is bye-bye from all of us here. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Africa's LSP podcast. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and learned something new. For feedback or inquiries, reach out to us at podcast@bolingoconsult.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite platforms. Until next time, stay curious and keep growing.